the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has submitted his letter of resignation. Menendez informed his staff today and sent the letter to Governor Murphy while the Senate announced Menendez will be out.
I understand that the chair has an announcement to make.
The chair before the Senate, a communication regarding the resignation of Senator Menendez.
The senior senator was convicted on 16 corruption counts. Murphy will choose a replacement, with Menendez's last day set for August 20th. The director of the Secret Service has stepped down following the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson welcomes the resignation.
Our reaction, the immediate reaction to her resignation, is that it is overdue. She should have done this at least a week ago. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that she has heeded the call of both Republicans and Democrats.
Speaker Johnson also says a bipartisan task force will investigate the circumstances surrounding the shooting. U.S. House leaders are calling on the CrowdStrike CEO to testify to Congress about the cybersecurity company's role in sparking that widespread tech outage on Friday. Customers and regulators want more detail of what went wrong. Republicans who lead the House Homeland Security Committee said Monday they want those answers soon. President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office on Wednesday on his decision to drop his Democratic reelection bid. Biden posted on X he will speak on what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. Biden will speak at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. U.S. regulators are investigating how Delta Airlines is treating passengers affected by canceled and delayed flights as the airline struggles to recover from a global technology outage. The transportation secretary announced the investigation on X today. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 57 points today. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Is the overnight quiet the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I know it's hard to plan outdoor activities when the forecast is just unsettled, kind of nebulous. But here's the bottom line. Two more days of unsettled weather. Clouds, high humidity, on and off rain. Just over 48 hours from now, we will transition to drier weather and much drier air. Tonight, though, we get wet again. Pockets of rain return, probably heavy at times through the overnight hours. Low temperatures in the lower 70s. We'll continue the chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, an unsettled weather day. Highs in the lower 80s. 80s again on Thursday with one more push of scattered rain during the day. It'll be breezy, too. And then check out Friday. Sunny, dry, and not humid. Highs will be about 80 to 85 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Andover 77, Monroe 86, Seaside Heights 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Men With Tools. Buy a whole house of windows from the Men With Tools and get a free entry door. That's right. You heard me. A free entry door. Call 908-224-9000 or visit themenwithtools.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.